compact neighborhoods. We're talking about easy walking distance. You've heard all of this. Transit stations, housing, jobs, personal services, neighborhood services.
Hunter said that the commission is trying to amend Hillsborough's comprehensive land use plan to include it. He said making the region transit friendly would help make Tampa Bay competitive at the global level.
And what we planners are starting to see, create, and starting to do studies on is the issue of mega regions. Not only are you looking at your problems as it deals with the region, but we do have a mega region of Tampa, Orlando, Miami that's starting to be created and recognized on a global scale. And these, we are globally competing, and the decisions you make will put us ahead of that or a second-class region.
Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio, a strong supporter of beefing up the area's mass transit offerings, said she liked the idea.
This gives local government the tools that we think we're going to need in order to effectively implement this light rail. And to my knowledge, this is the only case of this going before DCA in the state. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it's kind of cutting edge.
Iorio asked Hunter how likely it was that the state and local authorities would sign off on such a change.
Is DCA going to approve it?
We've gotten good indications, just some comments back. I do want to say one thing. It will go before the public in a public hearing on rezoning.
Right.
So it still goes there.
Correct.
We haven't lost that opportunity for public input.
But the
input.
Key is that the local elected,
as far as we know, DCA's
city councils and county commissions get to make the determination.
Yes, as they should.
So that's important.
Yes.
The board also heard from Hillsborough Area Regional Transit, or HART, Executive Director David Armijo, on the proposed transit system around which such development would be built. He updated them on HART's alternative analysis, which studies the area's transit needs. He said that the addition of high-speed rail was among factors delaying the completion of the study.
This alternative analysis figuratively started on June 30th of last year. Our goal was to pull this thing through in a 12-month period. We've actually added a little bit of time, and I'm going to explain a little bit of why this process should wrap up in August.
The update hit a snag when Armijo brought up Bruce B. Downs Boulevard, a thoroughfare notorious for its gridlock.
What can we do to get some kind of an opportunity there? As we begin to look at the modeling runs and the early numbers, is that there's quite a bit of ridership in that corridor, and it could become an opportunity that we would be able to link it to that first alignment if it's USF to downtown.
Hillsborough County is currently seeking public input on the question of whether to widen that road in 6 or 8 lanes in some parts. Armijo's presentation to the Tabarta Board included a slide portraying Bruce B. Downs with a rail line running down the road's median. Iorio said that if the road gets widened to 8 lanes, there would be no room in the median for rail, and that having rail alongside the road could cause headaches down the road.
I mean, I think what we're creating here is a problem 10, 15 years from now, that, and when you go forward and try to pass a sales tax in Pasco, one of the key reasons you're going to be pushing it is going to be look at this
for
continuity for
right
that.
There.
And then someone's going to say, but it's 8 lanes, and the only place light rail can go is off to the side. Then the people in New Tampa are going to say, we don't want that to be where light rail is, and it's going to adversely affect Pasco's ability to pass the sales tax one day.
The question of whether rail will parallel pavement at Bruce B. Downs relies on Hillsborough voter approval of a penny transit tax. Meanwhile, a nearby county may get a head start on funding its mass transit. Sarasota County Commissioner Nora Patterson.
I'm going to ask this board for their strong support by virtue of a vote in a minute with regard to our application for Small Starts funding. This has represented a lot of work, a lot of community conversation.